Father, I thank you, Lord, as we gather together again around the Word of God. That Word, we declare, brings light and gives understanding to this simple. And as we share and read through these stories, we pray that our own hearts will be inspired and we will have a compelling motivation to also want to obtain a good report with the Lord through our faith. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yesterday was part one of this, and we're reading from Hebrews chapter 11 and just looking at these stories and these testimonials, if you want to call it that, of how these people obtained a good report through their faith. We're told in verse 2 of Hebrews 11 that by faith, you know, the elders obtained a good report. And we've looked at some of these elders that obtained a good report. We've looked at Noah. Well, actually, we looked at Enoch first. He obtained a good report. Great testimony with the Lord, because he pleased God and God took him, was translated, I should not see death. We've looked at Noah, who was righteous in his generation, he obtained that testimonial with God. The whole world was corrupt, but he was righteous. He also obtained salvation for he and his family. Praise the Lord. Despite everything going on around him, God singled him out. He obtained a great testimony from God that he was a righteous man. He got favor. He walked with God. God favored him and gave him dominion over all the animals. We've seen, all the things that Noah did in the ark. Praise the Lord. Then we saw Abraham, who by faith obtained also a good report that, you know, he obeyed God even when he didn't understand. A couple of instances we looked at when God called him out to go to a place where he should receive later for inheritance, he obeyed. He didn't know where he was going, but he obeyed and he got a good report. When God promised him that he would have a child, even though it looked like it wouldn't be, he believed. And he obtained a good report. He was called the father of faith. We've seen also that Isaac, after him, obtained a good report, you know, by faith. You know, we see that even Isaac obtained a great blessing, because in him, we were told, according to the scriptures, will all the nations of the world be blessed. We've seen how by faith, even Jacob also obtained a good report. And he, through faith also, when he was old, leaning upon his staff, he blessed all his children. And these were good reports. These were things that they did by faith. And it was recorded in this book as their works of faith. Hallelujah. We've seen also, you know, that Abraham, when he was tried, he offered up Isaac, even though it was the source of the blessing of nations, yet by faith he offered up Isaac until God stopped him at the last moment and he obtained a good report. And because of that, God swore, say, because you have done this, not kept back your only child from me, the one you love dearly, well, I also will bless you and I will multiply you. And the Lord gave him a tremendous blessing. He obtained a good report. And on and on and on. We saw, you know, the place where we stopped was Joseph. Joseph, who also by faith, see, he gave commandment concerning his bones. He knew by faith they were coming out of that place. And he said, when you leave, when the Lord shall have brought you out of this place, then you carry my bones with you. He did that by faith, you know, knowing that the Lord was going to bring them out of that place, because he knew the promise too. They are going to obtain the land of Canaan. He knew it. And he said, when you get to that point where the Lord is bringing you out of this place, carry my bones with you. And he obtained a good report. And it was written of him that he had faith in things to come. You know, we're told that these people, they looked for something, even though they didn't have it, but they saw the promise afar off. And they were persuaded of that promise, that God who gave the promise was able to keep it. They embraced it in their lives, and they began to confess that we're going to a place. They began to confess, and so on and so forth. So these people obtained a good report. We're going to pick this lesson up from Moses. Moses is where we're going to pick this up. So we start at verse 23 of Hebrews 11. By faith, Moses also, when he was born, his parents hid him 3 months. You know, they were not afraid of the king's commandment, which the king at that time had commanded that they, all the, you know, the midwives, you kill the male children alive. They didn't want Israel to multiply. Well, without the male seed, well, you won't be able to multiply. So kill them all was the commandment that was given. And they hid this baby for 3 months by faith. When they could no longer hide him, well, by faith, his mother and his sister, you know, put him in a little basket, put him on the Nile River. And by faith, they watched as God protected him. And he was picked up, you know, picked up at the end, Pharaoh's daughter and all of that. So by faith, Moses himself, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Well, he began to understand some things, you know, because by faith, God made it possible for his mother to be his hired nurse. God gave the sister the wisdom to do that. She said, well, shall I go find one of the Hebrew women for you to nurse the child? And he said, yeah, go do it. You know, but you keep it a secret, everybody. And brought the mother. And the mother nursed the child. So as she was nursing him, probably saying some things in his ears and so forth, wrapping him with the Hebrew cloth sometimes, you know, and hiding it when the Egyptians came around. And Moses began to learn, I don't really belong here. Belong to the Jews. Well, by faith, he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of Egypt for just a season. By faith, he chose to identify himself with the reproaches of Christ, you know, than the treasures of Egypt. Hallelujah. He did all these things by faith. Say, even by faith, he forsook Egypt, ran away, and he endured many things in the wilderness, 40 years by faith. Well, later on, when God will call him, you know, we're told that God sent him back and so forth to bring out the children of Israel from that land. Through faith, Moses, you know, caused the people of God to come out of Egypt, and they kept the Passover with the sprinkling of blood. You know, when the destroyer passed through Egypt, it was by faith. And when Moses told them, take for you a lamb for an household, kill and put the blood on the doorposts. And he told them what was going to happen that night. Many of them wondered, how is it going to be that God will spare us? How do we know that we will not be destroyed of the destroyer? And Moses will say, because God said so. That's right. Because the Lord our God said so. Therefore, obey his voice. Go inside your homes. Kill the lamb. Bring your families in. Put the door or the blood on the doorpost and stay indoors. The Lord will keep his word. When the destroyer will pass through the land, there will be a grievous cry throughout all the land. But all of you, as many of you are inside that house with the blood on the doorpost, will be secured. So, well, you know, we hope so. Say, it will be so. Because the Lord said so. By faith, he kept that Passover. Hallelujah. And then by faith, they were saved and were not destroyed by the destroyer. None of their firstborn was touched. Whereas the destroyer passed through the land of Egypt, destroying every firstborn, whether of beast, cattle, animal, whether it's for, the people, the king himself. God killed all their firstborn that night. You mess with my firstborn, I'm going to slay yours, God told Pharaoh. Hiding his head too, or his neck, or his heart. But by faith, Moses brought the people out. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea, as by dry land. Now, that's a good report. Today, when we read it, we still shout about it. How God parted that Red Sea. How God heaped up the waters of that Red Sea. A great heap on either side, on the left and on the right, and caused the dry ground to appear. Glory to God. And Moses, by faith, he saw that. You know, because God had shown him also. You know, God showed him how that by faith, God created the heaven and earth himself. You know, we understand that. He just spoke it out. And he said, well, let the waters that be above the heavens be gathered together in one place and let the dry ground appear. That's the same exact thing he did at the Red Sea. Let the waters be gathered together in one place and let the dry ground appear. And by faith, they passed through. Glory to God. And so the Egyptians who didn't have that kind of faith and that kind of favor with God tried to do the same, but were perished. All of them destroyed, perished in the Red Sea that day. By faith, Moses spoke to the people. These Egyptians that you see today, this is the last day that you are going to see them. He said that by faith, even before it happened. And it was so. And we can go on and on and on, you know, the things that this Moses did by faith, you know. So he obtained a good report. By faith, when it came to the time of Joshua, Jericho fell down when they had compassed the city around by the commandment that God gave them. 7 days. By faith they obeyed and compassed the place around. And the walls of Jericho fell down. It was a great city that fortified. Nobody could take that city. But God broke down the walls and they got in there and took the place. By faith, even the harlot Rahab, you know, did not perish with the rest of the people because she had received the spies with peace before. You know, and she asked of them to spare her life and her family, and they gave her an oath. And there was an oath made between them and her and said, well, you put this scarlet thread on your window, and everybody that you bring in into the house will be safe. Be sure you bring in your family. Now, if they are up and about, their blood will be on their head. But if they are in the house with this scarlet thread, that's how we're going to know. Well, If anything should touch them, their blood will be on our head. But you bring them in. So, and the woman, she did. By faith, she brought in her family into that house. And they escaped the edge of the sword. Because Joshua came in that later on and destroyed everybody with his hosts. He came in. But they spared this woman alive. Because she, by faith, put that scarlet thread on the window. Scarlet scarf or whatever. Believing that she will be spared. And she was spared. And all of these things were good reports. People lived their lives. And challenges they had, obstacles they faced, when they exhibited faith, the word of the Lord recorded some of their actions for us to meditate upon. And there's some of them were great exploits too, that they did. And he says, well, what more shall I say? I mean, there's so much more. I mean, he can talk about so many things. What more shall I say? For the time will fail me to tell you of Gideon. You know what Gideon did by faith? How by faith, you know, with just 300 people, he went against hundreds of thousands of people. Well, you know, and he got the victory, you know, by faith. What should I say of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, also Samuel, and of the prophets? I mean, let's talk about David for a bit. By faith, you know, we're told that David, he went up against the lion. He was a teenager. He went up against the bear. By faith also he went up against Goliath, which all the skilled men of the armies of Israel, the people that were skilled in battle, including his own brothers, including captains of tens and twenties and captains of fifties and hundreds, everybody cowered before Goliath. Nobody could step up. By faith, David stepped up. And he came around, you know, we call it the slaying of a giant. You know, he come in there and said, you know, what's going on? His oldest brother Eliab said, well, I know the pride of your heart. What are you doing here? Well, my father sent me to bring you stuff. Well, deliver it and go then. Well, I want to know what's going on. I know you come here to spy the battle. And David said, battle? What battle? I don't see any battle. All I see is everybody cowering in corners. I don't see any fight going on. Go home. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to check this thing out. You know, because, you know, I don't know. You guys are supposed to be in battle here. My father sent me to come and strengthen you with some food because you're in the battle. But I don't see you guys fighting. I see you hiding in the corners. And he talked to the next person. What's going on here? The next person. Meanwhile, brother said, I tell you, go home already. You don't belong here. And he wouldn't listen. Finally, he said, well, he heard some rumors. The king said, look, any man that can take down this man, the king will do such and such. He said, what? Give him his daughter to wife? This man began to think of some things. Maybe I'll get a wife today. So anyway, they called him before the king and said, there's a young man here, you know, going around asking questions about this Goliath. He said, which young man? Oh, I said, well, we don't know, but he's here. Call him! And they brought him and said, who are thou? And he says, who he is? I'm, you know, David, the son of Jesse, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, what meaneth these things that you are saying? He said, well, what meaneth the fact that you guys are all hiding in the corner either? I said, look, what are you talking about? You want to go and fight this Goliath? This man is a skilled man of battle from his youth. I mean, look at his stature already. And even all the things that he has done. David said, well, you know, well, don't worry about that. I can do this. Because this man, he had defied the armies of the living God. Huh? That's right. So David already, by faith, he's moving into the spiritual dimension. Whereas everybody said this man has come to defy the armies of Israel, David by faith said this man has come to defy the armies of the living God. So he's stepping up into the spiritual realm. He's going to, you know, approach this battle from the spirit realm. And so the king said, well, if you're going to do it, well, let's put some, you know, armor around you. Put this on your neck. Put this on your head. Wear this, strap this around your waist, your breast, your this and that. And take this sword, take this shield. Yeah, he tried it. He couldn't even move. He couldn't move. He said, look, king, I don't need all these things. I'll tell you what. You know, I have been in hand-to-hand combat with a lion and a bear. A lion and a bear, you fought them? Yeah, for sure I did. Most certainly did. I was keeping the flocks of my father one day. While I wasn't looking, a lion came and plucked, you know, took one of the little kids on the flock and ran away with it. When I saw that, I pursued after the lion. You did what? Of course I did. I got into a hand-to-hand combat with the lion. I took back what is mine. I slew the lion. You did what? I sure did. I got these scars here to prove it. And then, you know, as if that was not enough, one day, another incident similar happened. A bear came in and took one from the flock. I also went after him. And when that bear rose up against me and pounded his chest like that, he was as tall as this Goliath. You know, I've seen them. You know, I fought that bear. He was tall like this Goliath when he stood up like that. And the Lord who delivered the lion and the bear into my hands, he would most certainly deliver this uncircumcised Philistine to my hand. He spoke those things by faith. And he said, well, will you go out to the battle then? He said, no, not yet. I got to go into this place. He went to the place where he sang those songs. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm coming out on the other side. He went back to the brook and he thought upon the Lord for a bit, you know, and the angel of the Lord directed him. He picked 5 smooth stones, put it in his pouch and went back. Say, I'm ready now. He said, well, you going to go out with this? He said, well, yeah. This is all I had when I went out against the lion and the bear. That's it. So they said, well, everybody gather around, you know, pray for the child, you know. He said, the Lord be with you. The Lord be with you. That's what they used to say, those Jews. He went out anyway. Goliath saw him coming, disdained him because they blew the trumpet. And you blow the trumpet and say, ah, they found a champion. Let's go out and meet. Let's play. And he looked him, what champion? He saw but a small youth coming, had no shield, had no spear, had only a sling around his shoulder and a pouch. He's like, you come out against me with it. And he had a little staff in his hand too. You know, a shepherd rod was in his hand. You come out against me with a staff and a sling, I'm going to eat you alive. He said, let's not get ahead of ourselves. You know, today, I'm going to have your head. By faith, he did that. Now, this was something that nobody else, people who are skilled in battle, could do. By faith, David went up against Goliath. And you know the rest of the story. By faith, he picked one of those stones. And the angel of the Lord guided his hand. There was only one small place in Goliath's armor that was naked, but just the place between his eyes so I could see. Everything else was covered with metal. Woo-hoo. And David, as he swung that sling around, set it forth. The angel of the Lord, the arrow of God's deliverance, straight hit the mark, right between the eyes, bullseye. And this man with the impact, David swung that stone, you know, the force of the Lord was behind it. He hit that Goliath boy with a velocity that put him down. And as soon as he hit the ground, David ran. David didn't have a sword. He ran and picked up this man's sword. He couldn't even carry the thing. The thing was so big, I had to use two hands. Yanked that helmet off his neck and cut off his hair. That's right. He did too. Held it up. And all Israel shouted for joy. And the Philistines fled. By faith, David did all that. My goodness. And he obtained a good report. And are these things not written in the book of Samuel, the prophet, concerning the works of David? Absolutely. He did all these things by faith. Well, what about all these other people who stopped the mouth of lions like Daniel, who quenched the violence of the fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? By faith, they did all these things. You know, Daniel went in there by faith. He knew he had done nothing wrong. He was only worshiping his God. And they made those decrees to get him, to trap him. But he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't change anything. As his manner was, he opened his window the same way as he did before. And prayed the same way as he did before. Whereupon the people saw him and captured him. And said, well, did not the king make a decree that for 30 days nobody should serve any God, make any prayer to anybody other than to the king? Now we found this Daniel doing the very same thing that you, king, have ordered that nobody should do. Now remember, king, you signed this thing into the law. And the law of the Medes and Persians cannot be revoked. Once put into law by the seal of the king. So what are you going to do about it, king? He said, well, the king was sorry because he loved Daniel. But he couldn't do anything. You know, so he, you know, they had to throw Daniel into the lion's den. Just like, you know, the plot that they plotted against him. But the king could not sleep. Not one moment throughout the night. He was troubled. He ran. In the morning, to the lion's den, Daniel, thou man of God, thou servant of the living God, has thy God, whom thou servest faithfully, day and night, has he been able to keep you from the lions? By faith, Daniel went into that lion's den and came out of it. He said, fear not, O king, I'm right here. Woo-hoo. The king started doing cartwheels, jumping up and down. He said, well, my God, you know, sent his angel. Silenced the mouth of the lions. I had a good, nice rest. You know, some of those lions, those big males, they have these big mane around their head. Formed a good pillow for Daniel. He had a good night. He had dominion over the lions. That's right. And they, you know, none of them even touched him. And they, you know, their fury was taken from them. They became like pets. Ooh, by faith, Daniel did that. He turned the fury of lions to just pets. Petted them and they went to sleep. And he himself had a good night's sleep. By faith, he did all of that. Come out of there. The king said, bring him out of there. And all those men that conspired against Daniel, bring them here and throw them into the den before me. Hallelujah. He did that too. And the lions, their fury had returned as soon as, you know, the aura. There was an aura around Daniel that kept those lions in check. As soon as he left, their fury returned. Before those people hit the ground, the lions had the mastery of them, broke their bones and everything. And the king made a decree. I decree throughout all places of my dominion, let everybody give reverence and fear the God of Daniel. Ha! Because there is nobody that can deliver after this sword except the God of Daniel. And if anybody should say anything against the God of Daniel, let him and his household be cast into the lion's dens. The faith of Daniel changed kingdoms, changed decrees, brought a tremendous witness. And everybody knew who the God of Daniel was that day. He did these things by faith and obtained a good report. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who refused? They refused. They said, well, they saw them. We play this music. You bow down to this great image and so forth. You dance to the music. He said, dance? No way. We will only bow down to our God. And we will only dance to the music of the Lord. And say, if you hear the noise of the dulcimer and the music and all these things, you don't do it. We're going to cast you into fire. They brought them before the king. Is this thing true that I hear of you? That you refuse to bow down at the music and worship my golden image which I have set up? I give you one last chance at the penalty of death. If you will bow down now when we play the music, then all will be well. If you don't, we're going to throw you into that fire like it was said. And this man, young man, he said, well, O king, you know, say last chance. Oh, king, we don't even need a last chance. There is no need for us to reconsider this matter. We've settled it in our hearts already. We will not bow. Because our God is able to deliver us. And he will deliver us. He's not only able. See, they were persuaded. You know, but, and he will. They embraced it. You know, he will deliver us. But then they also recognized God's sovereignty. They loved not their lives unto the death. He said, even if he doesn't do it, that's not loving their lives unto the death. Even if they didn't do it, even if the Lord did not deliver, we know he will. We know he can, and we know he will. But even if he doesn't, by faith, they love not their lives unto the death. And by faith, they said, we will not do it. Upon which the king was furious. I mean, what is subordination? You're going to say this when I have the power to save you? Crank up the thing 7 more times. Because the king himself was hiding behind some fireproof glass. You know, and all the people that was binding them, land and foot, when they were trying to throw them into the oven, the very flames of the oven consumed even their captors. Whereas the king was way behind, somewhere safe, looking. And they cast them in. They fell down bound. And in one moment, they got up, walking loose. And the king was looking, said, cleared his eyes. What am I seeing here? Did any of the guards make it into the... No, they were all burnt. Who is this then? Well, looks like... And immediately he's seen a form that he doesn't understand. Well, that looks like an angel of God, looks like a son of God, looks like this and that. So he calls out to them, and they answer him back. And he said, well, bring them out. And they come out, they step out and say, well, I don't see any hurt on them. My goodness. You know, what happened there? By faith, they went through the fire, and they came out. Hallelujah. And the fire had no power over them. These people did this thing, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire. You know, well, what more shall I tell you? By faith, all these people obtained a good report. On and on and on he spoke. Well, let's read the rest of it. He said, there are even others who escaped the edge of the sword. Some who were out of weakness were made strong. Some who waxed valiant in fight. Some who turned to flight, the armies of aliens. Some women received their dead raised again to life. Well, you know, we saw the Shunammite woman and all of that, you know, and others were tortured, not even accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. What does that mean? Well, first, they're coming out of there, those who gave their lives to Christ and died in the Christ, they're coming out of the grave first. You know, he said, those that sleep in Christ shall rise first. And we that remain shall be caught up with them, shall be changed together. And those people will receive a tremendous ovation from the Lord because they gave their lives to Christ. You know, I remember a story of Stephen. We read his story, you know, in Acts chapter 6 and 7. And when they were stoning him finally, you know, we are told that Stephen, he said, well, Father, I pray that you lay not this thing to their charge, but as he lifted up his eyes, he saw Jesus, glory to God, at the right hand of power, standing up. At that time, Jesus wasn't standing up. He was already sitting down. Hebrews tells us, you know, he did one sacrifice and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He sat down right there. Glory to God. But when Stephen was being killed, he stood up. Gave Stephen a standing ovation to receive him. And all the angels together, the Bible says that Stephen himself said, I see the Son of Man standing, not sitting, standing. Whereas he was sitting before, now he stood. Ooh, what a welcome, a powerful ovation. And all those, you know, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, all those that overcame that devil by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and loved not their lives to death, gave their lives. Jesus said, you gave your life, you'll gain it. Get a better resurrection. They get a glory. They get tremendous ovation in heaven. Praise God. And many, he said, by faith, they accomplished all these things. Praise the Lord. And let's read the rest of it. And, you know, when all these people did these things, it was recorded of them, their acts of faith. Others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings. Moreover, of bonds and imprisonments, they were stoned, sawn asunder, tempted and slain. You know, we read of the catacombs, the story of the catacombs in the early church. You know, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. Now, by faith, they did all those things. Some escaped, some gave their lives, but it was all by faith. They obtained a good report. They wandered in deserts, mountains, dens, caves upon the earth. You know, by faith, they did all these things. God saw it and he wrote it, testified of them, gave them a good testimonial. All these, though, having obtained a good report through faith. See, that's it. We started out in verse 2 saying they obtained a good report. And at the end of this long chapter, we're still saying that they obtained a good report. So this chapter is about obtaining a good report through faith. He said, all these, having obtained a good report through faith, that's how they did it. Well, they did not receive the promise. There's one promise that they all were looking for. A city had foundations whose builder and maker is God. They were looking for it. And they called themselves pilgrims on the earth. Somehow they knew it. Yeah, you know, that this was not their certain dwelling place. They were looking for something else. Well, they did not obtain it. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. My goodness. With all these things that they did, all these great reports that they did, stop the mouth of lions, walk through fire, did all this thing, parted the Red Sea, and so on and so forth, made walls to come falling down, and all these things they did, fight with lions and bears and Goliath and all this, yet, the Bible said, they could not be made perfect. There was something God was holding out at the end of the age. They without us could not be made perfect. Perfect means complete. They're not complete. You know, God has to finish that work. Bring everybody else in that he already appointed before the world began. And here we are. What a mighty honor God has bestowed upon us that we should be the ones that will complete the picture. That's right. There was a picture in God's mind. It's a great puzzle. You know, maybe hundreds of thousands of pieces. I don't know. Or even millions of pieces. And God have been putting it together. You know, but you have some pieces. I have some pieces. Now everybody else that passed before, they had their own pieces. But they, without us, the picture will not be complete. Now, we also must come with our testimonial of faith. We also must obtain a good report by faith. You know, and Paul said, run that you may obtain. You got to run. You know, there is a race that is set before us. And we must run that race, you know, strategically. And you must run your own race. Can't run somebody else's race. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, Paul said, don't you know that they which run in a race, they run all? But not all of them are crowned. The one that finishes gets across that finish line first is the one that received the crown. Yet, he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. If he broke the rules along the way, he might be disqualified, even though he came first. You know, he might be disqualified. So therefore, run that you may obtain. You know, what are you going to obtain? A good report by faith. We've got to run so that we can obtain that good report. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, we see that there is a continuation of the writings of these good reports. It's not just Hebrews 11. It's still being written. He said, then, at such a time as this, that they that feared the name of the Lord, they speak often one to another, as we do every day on this platform. And the Lord heard it. And his eyes looked out the ones that had faith and that conducting their lives by faith. Faith exploits every day that we overcome the things of this world. You know, that will give you a testimonial of faith. For this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith, even our faith. 1 John 5 and 4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. What? And how do you overcome the world? By your faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And that faith is dear to God's heart. You can't please him without that faith. And when he sees actions of faith, exploits of faith, he's hearing it. Faith declarations such as, I will not be moved. Such as, my Redeemer liveth. Though he slay me, I'm not going to give him up. You know, when he hears those things, he writes it in a book of remembrance. It's a testimonial. Put your name there. So at the end, when the books are opened, the book of life will be open. As many as are written, they step into life. And those that are not, well, unfortunately, they go into outer darkness and other things and cast into the lake of fire. But other books will be written, many books. And there will be a chapter there for your exploits of faith. Will you be able, when you stand in his presence, to say, I have finished my course. I fought a good fight. You know, I've done that which I should do. Paul said it. At the end, he said, look, I've kept the faith. Are you keeping the faith? I have fought the good fight. Well, are you fighting the good fight? Are you going to finish your course with confidence? Jesus said in Matthew 24 and 13, not the one that jumps out at the beginning is going to get the crown, but the one that endures to the end. Life is not a sprint. It's like an obstacle course. You know, you run through some things, you jump over some things, you wade over some water. I mean, you fall down, you get up again, you keep going. You got to keep going. But here's what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. And henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. That's his testimony by faith. He was saying it even before he got it, saying it by faith that he will get it. Now, can we also say by faith? Because he said, well, not for me only, but for all those that love his appearing. By faith, even Jesus. Let's close this out with Jesus himself, the master of faith, the champion of our faith, the author of our faith, the finisher of our faith. By faith also Jesus, he come out of that grave, boy. Death could not hold him. And he said it even before he went to the grave or to the cross. He would say it. Destroy this temple. And I'm coming out of there in 3 days. Well, how was he doing it? By faith. By faith in the word of God. Because he knew. He said, this commandment I've received of my Father. No man takes it from me. I lay it down willingly. I receive this commandment to put it down and to take it again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And another commandment I've received of my Father, that I should lose none of the ones that he gave me. I'll lose none of them. I'll gather them together and bring them up in the last day. I will raise him up. By faith, he said all those things. Even before he saw anything, he said it. He said, other sheep I have, by faith, I'm going to get them all. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. He said all these things by faith. And by faith, he went to that cross, knowing that he's coming out of there. By faith, he did it. And he came out of that tomb, came out of that grave, never to die again. The power and the glory of God being given to him, honor, glory, dominion, kingdom, shall be forever and ever. The King of Kings reigns even over death, got the victory over death. And together with his dead body, glory to God, we also shall live. If he lives, we shall live. Since he lived, then we shall live. Since he come out of that grave, then we also, you know, he said, I will raise him up. It doesn't matter whether anybody dies before the time, it will raise him up the last day. But those of us who are still alive, well, we believe the Lord will come in this generation. And if he does in this generation, we will still be alive. And those of us that are still alive and remain in the faith, then we shall be caught up with those who are falling asleep in the Lord. And the Bible says, blessed are they that die in the Lord from this time forth, for their works of faith, their testimonial of a good report, follow them. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord grant us the faith to also receive a good report every day, overcoming. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works. And I say, their testimonial of faith, follow them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray over the room. That's our lesson for today. I pray that God will encourage us to step out by faith every day as well, that we may obtain a good report. Run, that you may obtain. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the lessons that we have read concerning these men and women of faith that believe God. By faith, Sarah herself believed God, and she received strength even when she was past age. By faith, many men and women did some of these great things that we have read here today. Well, Lord, these things are written for our examples, for our inspiration. And I pray that we also will be inspired. Daniel 11 and 32, the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they will do exploits, and their works shall go before them. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord will count us worthy among those that will receive a crown of life. Paul said, well, henceforth is laid up for me a crown of life, which the Lord shall give me on that day, and not to me only, but as many as love is appearing and are walking in the light and overcome the world by their faith. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. We thank you for this knowledge of faith which you are bringing into our hearts. Faith is the evidence of the very substance of things hoped for and the evidence of that which we have not seen. By faith, we are waiting for the coming of the Lord. By faith, we know why we shall escape. But the Lord said, pray that you may escape. Counted worthy to escape all these things. By faith, we know that we will be among those that will be counted worthy to escape all these things and to stand before the Son of Man. By faith, we know that the Lord has gone to prepare a place for you, for me and for you. Your name, you got a seat. Praise the Lord. There's a seat prepared for you. Your name is on it. By faith, there is a hidden name also that God has prepared for you on a white stone. And you will receive a new name according to your works. So you will be named. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And God will give it to you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. By faith, we look forward to these things. Thank you, Father. By faith, we also overcome every challenge, all the daily challenges. Climb every mountain. Run through troops. Leap over walls. By faith, we got the victory. Overcome the world by our faith. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.